Let's pray. Lord God, this morning help us to lean close to you, to open our hearts to you, and to hear you. Amen. Life is hard sometimes. Why? Short answer, we don't know. As for how is life hard, that we certainly do know. We only have to look around us to see the hardship, suffering, and brokenness. We only have to switch on the news to see the absolute devastation and the suffering inflicted by humankind. We all have personal struggles that have left us broken, desperate, and questioning our faith. When I was asked to do this talk today, I thought, who am I to do this when I feel in such a bad place myself? Honestly, I'm finding life hard. I'm not suffering with serious illness, addiction, or experiencing a danger to my life. No, my worries and challenges are feeling low, struggling to feel my value in my job, feeling that there's something wrong with me because my friendships feel fleeting. I struggle with self-criticism. I feel stupid and ungrateful and selfish for feeling this way, feeling that life is hard, when these issues seem so insignificant to the problems experienced by so many people around the world. But then I realized, it's not stupid, it's not selfish to feel this way at all. We all have raw and deep emotions about the things we've been through or are going through. Pressures at school, home life, friendships, jobs, mental health, bereavement. We should never belittle the struggles that we face, because God certainly doesn't. In 2 Kings 6, Elijah, a prophet of God, and his disciples are going to the River Jordan to make a new place to live. As one of them was chopping down a tree, the axe head fell off the axe and fell in the river. The disciples said, "Oh no, master, it was borrowed." At this, Elijah, enabled by God, made the axe head float, and so it could be retrieved. This reminds me of a time that my friend was about to host a Bible study at university. Her light bulb had stopped working in her room. She prayed to God that the light bulb would work so that this Bible study could go ahead. She had no time to get a new one. Believe it or not, the light bulb began to work again. My friend knew that nothing was too small for God, that he cares for us in the smallest of our concerns as well as the biggest. In a devotional by Jack Wellman, he questions, "Do you think something's too small for God to be interested?" He quotes Matthew when he asks, "Did you know not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your father knowing it? Are you not much more valuable than they are?" God feels your pain. God notices even a tiny sparrow that falls to the ground. So what makes you think whatever happens in your life isn't important? We are allowed to feel that life is hard, and we should never feel guilty. Guilt does not come from God. But drawing closer to God through these times can be a challenge in itself. We often try to get through by ourselves, relying on our own strength. Or we find other ways to deal with the pain, unhealthy ways sometimes. We often feel that God won't be interested in something so small. We may feel angry at God that this is his fault. We feel betrayed. We question, why has God allowed this to happen to me? We may feel that God is distant and abandoned us in our time of need. But can we rely on our feelings? We may feel that God isn't there, but he tells us he is. I am with you always, in Matthew 28:20. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:8. I could go on. No matter how distant we feel God is, he assures us that he has not forgotten us. We don't need to shut God out. It can be hard and painful bringing our suffering and feelings to God, especially when we feel angry. God wants us to come to him, to pray to him, to talk to him, to yell, to cry even. That's something I can relate to a lot. He wants us to draw close to him and tell him how we feel. That's what a relationship is. Just as we might share how we feel with a trusted close friend or family member, he wants us to do that with him. He tells us throughout scripture just how much he cares for us and loves us. Love that we can't even comprehend, it's so vast. He loves us so much and cares about our life that he wants to be part of it. He reminds us that we're his friends in John 15. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends. God shares in our sadness and anger with us. But I also imagine the joy he must feel when we choose to share our experiences with him. He calls us his children. Those of us who are parents, we want our children to come to us. We don't say, don't give us your worries and your burdens. We welcome it. When our two sons, Daniel or Joshy, come to me about something that's made them sad at school, I feel much sadness. But I also feel that loving joy. They brought that to me. They felt they could share that with me. They trusted me with that information and they wanted to tell me. In the same way, God encourages us to bring our burdens to him. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God desires deep and loving relationship with us. Suffering can deepen that relationship. And this relationship is what he seeks from us. That's why we're here. He wants us to keep yearning for him, to patiently lean into him, rely on him, trust him, draw close to him through prayer, through reading his word. When we do, our pain doesn't disappear. Sometimes things don't get fixed. But God reminds us in the Psalms and Isaiah that in him we can find comfort. He is our strength and refuge, and in him we can find true rest. He reminds us that we don't need to face these challenges or carry the weight of these alone. He understands what we're going through and he meets us where we're at. In the early days with our daughter Emily, things were very tough. There were many times where I was convinced she wasn't going to make it. But a song during one of our Sunday morning online services really spoke to me. It was as if God was speaking directly to me. The lyrics said, it's your breath in our lungs. I cried. I do this frequently when God speaks to me. God was reminding me that he is our breath. Everything is in his control. From this point on, I still had the worries and the anxiety, but every time I felt that way, I prayed. I sang those words in my head. It brought me comfort and it gave me strength. Knowing God is there and walking beside us through hurtful and devastating times doesn't take the pain away. The wounds are always there. It doesn't mean that everything will work out the way we want it to. And the truth is, we don't know why. But what we do know is that we can trust the smallest of things and the biggest of things to God because he loves us. He cares for us and wants to carry those burdens. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Do you remember the song? He is faithful forever, perfect in love. He is sovereign over us. So we've accepted our brokenness and recognised that God wants us to draw closer to him in authentic relationship. But how can God use our suffering? People see how God works in us through our suffering. Many years ago, after I returned back to work as a secondary school teacher after the death of our first baby, James, I had to teach some very difficult topics that brought my suffering to the forefront. As hard as this was, God really used my situation and the topics I was teaching as a way for me to heal. It opened up an opportunity for me to share my sufferings. And God's strength and the support of this loving church through that time. Little would I know what impact this would have on my students until a few months ago. Joshy's school teacher is the mother of one of those students. She shared with me that her story had stayed with her son, and he still talks about it. Excuse me. He still talks about it 9 years later. Have I gone off? She said that I hadn't just told him how to learn, but how to be as a person. Wow. How incredible that God used such a hard and devastating time for me in my life to show his love, comfort, and healing to a group of unchurched teenagers. We don't know what impact we have on people. Sometimes we never know. But God uses our situations in a very powerful way. He uses our sufferings to reveal his glory to others, as well as to deepen our own personal relationship with him. If you feel able, allow God to work through you. Talk to others. Share your experiences and hardships. Let's be open and honest with our experiences with each other and how tough we are finding things. This can bring you healing, support, and it can inspire others to want to know more about your journey and God's love and place in it. Part of authentic discipleship is that we are genuine. When people see how broken we really are, and we allow God to work through us, God shines through. He radiates out of us in the way that we act, live, and speak. God equips us for the battles we face. As we'll sing in a moment, the song, God's Suit On. A song I sing as I face a difficult day. When I feel weak, you make me strong. How incredible that we have a God that provides the strength we need to face every single thing that we need to go through. If we just choose to let him and choose to open ourselves up to him. But that's the challenge, isn't it? To choose to submit fully to God in the midst of the hurt, when we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, when we don't know what tomorrow will bring. To choose to entrust it all to God, to lay it at his feet in our vulnerability and brokenness. Right now, in this moment, choose to lean closer to him. Amen.